Hi, am I in the air?
Well, what is going down, everybody? Welcome back to another brand new edition of Am I on the Air? My name is Don Mega, and I'm your host, and I'm so happy that you're here to join me once again to get caught up with all the latest and the greatest when it comes to entertainment news, television, movies, non-spoiler reviews. You come right here on a week-to-week basis to get caught up with it all. It is season 28, episode 15. Tonight's show is titled Welcome to the Frontline. We're going to be breaking down the news from April 10th through today, April the 16th. So strap on in. Let's get her going. We've got a couple movies to talk about. Got a hot new TV show to talk about. And then, of course, we'll get you caught up with the news of the week. And we got a lot of news this week. Last week was CinemaCon out in Las Vegas. That's where they drop a lot of kind of first looks, trailers, different things that came out. So we're going to talk about all that stuff. And, of course, everything else that came out in the last week of entertainment news. So let's jump on in. And I'm going to start with the new movie release of the week that I went and checked out. And that is the new film, Civil War. Been looking so forward to this film. Trailers have been phenomenal. Like, I knew nothing about this movie up to a couple months ago. And then that first trailer hit, and I was like, oh my God, this looks insane. And then the second trailer came out, and it looked just as good. And it's from Alex Garland, who I love Ex Machina. And I was like, okay, this is really interesting. This is kind of scary. This looks like something that could really happen to America, right? This movie here, in the near future, a group of war journalists attempt to survive while reporting the truth as the United States stands on the brink of civil war. Okay, so was looking so forward to this film, went in with very high expectations, especially because the early buzz, I heard people toss around the word masterpiece, best movie in years, all kinds of really, really high praise. So I went in with sky-high expectations, and when I came out of this movie, I thought, it was good, it's not great, kind of felt misled. And when I say misled, this happens sometimes. The trailer leads you down a path that the movie really isn't. And Civil War, if you're looking at the trailer and you're seeing this action-packed, balls-to-the-wall kind of movie, I would tell you that probably 95% of the action stuff that happens in this movie is in the trailer. Like, I didn't feel like there was any surprises, really, except for maybe some of the gore, some of the violence, like you get to see the full play out of it in the movie. But the scenes, it was just the exciting stuff was what you saw in the trailer. This is kind of a road trip movie. You know, you've got, what's your face? You got Kirsten Dunst and you got Kaylee Spaney, and, you know, they're journalists. They're on a road trip cruising through America, trying to get to the White House so they could try to interview the president, played by Nick Offerman. Now, the story never really gets into why there's a civil war. Why did California and Texas team up and try to start this new war against, you know, the rest of the world or against the rest of the U.S.? Like, nothing really makes sense. And then when you get kind of towards the end of the movie, there's just a lot of gunfire and there's a lot of people shooting at each other in military fatigues. And you're just like, who is shooting who? What is going on right now? It just gets distracting, and they don't really give you the why behind it. What happened to get here? They just skip over it. It's just one of those things that it is what it is. This is where we're at, and this is where we're going. So, again, you know, I talked about on last week's show how I felt Monkey Man was kind of like a roller coaster ride. You have your ups, you have your downs. And I hate to say it again the very next week later, but Civil War is very much a roller coaster ride. Like it's very intense, and when the good stuff is happening, it's crazy. And then you're bored for 10 to 15 minutes, and then things happen again, and you're like, all right, here we go. So it's a lot of ups and downs again. Like I said, it's a good movie. Forgive my being critical of it. Overall, it is a good movie. I don't regret seeing it. It doesn't really have replay value, though. Like, I don't really see myself going back and watching this movie again later. Everybody's really good in it. And when the movie's intense, the movie is intense. Like, there's some nail-biting, intense scenes in this movie. And the sound is great. It looks great. It's well directed. It has all of that. But the movie lulls a lot. And this movie's not even 2 hours long. And it lulls. So I was expecting to come out higher. And I know I'm not alone. I've been looking through a lot of reviews. And this is another divisive movie. This is one of those movies that we get every couple months where you look at it online and one review says, oh my God, best movie I've ever seen. This movie's incredible. And the next review says, what a piece of shit. I hated this movie. It's all over the place. And I think, though, a lot of people feel the way I do. They feel misled. I saw that word used a lot, misled. It wasn't really what the trailer sold me. And, I saw this movie with Geeky Pat. We walked out of the theater and we both felt exactly the same. We were like looking at each other like I liked it, but it wasn't what they sold me on. So just be aware of that if you go check out Civil War in the theater. It is a good movie, like I said, but just don't, if you're expecting one thing based off that trailer, don't, be shocked when you walk out going, man, it didn't quite deliver that to me. But I still enjoyed it. So I'd give Civil War 3 out of 5 stars. It was good. And that's that. Then over the weekend, I finally got a chance to check out Talk to Me. This movie came out, what, 6 months ago at this point? I mean, it came out a while ago. But I always thought it looked really good, but I never got a chance to go to the theater and see it. It was streaming now on Paramount Plus. So I checked it out over there. Finally getting a chance to watch this. When a group of friends discover how to conjure spirits using an embalmed hand, they become hooked on the new thrill until one of them goes too far and unleashes terrifying supernatural forces. So I went into this one with some tepid expectations. I've heard a lot of people say they liked it. I've heard some kind of in the middle, but everybody seemed to enjoy it for the most part. It was a pretty well-received horror movie. And I will tell you, I liked it a lot. I really liked Talk to Me. And I know they've been talking about doing a sequel. I would love to see where it goes from here. It is definitely a horror thriller. It's got some creepy ass moments. The lead, Sophie Wilde, she's really, really good in this. Pleasantly surprised. I had a very, very good time with this one, and I will definitely watch this one again. So definitely check out Talk to Me. I give this one 3 out of 5 stars as well. It was a fun time at home there. And then let me tell you a quick little story. So I am an AMC A-list member, and one of the things they started a couple months back over at AMC is a new program called Screen Unseen. And basically it's a mystery movie presentation that they do from time to time. Well, this month in April, they're doing it pretty much every Monday, and all they tell you is what the movie's rated, and that's it. And you go check it out, and you don't know what you're going to get, right? So I went a week ago to it, and that's when I got to see The Ministry of Ungentlemanly Warfare. Got to see that movie 2 weeks early, thanks to AMC's Screen Unseen. So pleasant surprise. It was awesome. Loved the movie, right? Great movie. Comes out this weekend, and I've already seen it. So that was a fun time. Definitely go check out that film. So I was riding a high, and I was like, you know what? We should go do this again. We got tickets for this past Monday's showing, and we got tickets for next Monday's showing. And so we went Monday night. We're ready. Movie's PG-13. That's all we have to go off of. And in my head, I'm thinking, okay, this is probably going to be Fall Guy. And I was very excited for that. I would love it was Fall Guy, right? New Ryan Gosling movie comes out in a couple weeks. Let's see an early showing of Fall Guy. That'd be great. On the other hand, what it could be too, the new Blumhouse horror movie, Taro. Maybe it's Taro. Taro's PG-13 comes out in a couple weeks. Okay, I could see it being Taro. But it should be one of those two movies. So we go, we sit down, the lights begin to dim. And the movie's getting ready to start, and the first thing that flashes on the screen is Crunchyroll. And I said, oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. Because it said Crunchyroll, and I know what that means. This is going to be an anime movie. And sure enough, the lights came on, and the little girl was there, and she's like, oh. And no disrespect to anime, man. I know there's a big fan base for this, but I was fucking pissed. All of a sudden the Japanese dialogue is going, it's dubbed, and the little anime people are running around, and I'm just like, oh man. So this was the new movie Spy X Family Code White. These movies have the weirdest fucking titles. But yeah, Spy X Family Code White, which is a new anime movie that actually hits theaters this weekend. So yeah, it's another early showing, but I was pissed. And we got up and we left. We were like, peace out. I ain't sitting through this fucking thing. Super pissed. I'm still pissed that that's what we got because I wanted to see Fall Guys so bad. And yeah, Spy X Family Code White. And it's funny because half the theater left. I started kind of researching online. I looked at a couple Reddit pages and people were so pissed. They were like, man, once those subtitles came on, half my theater left, and all these people were pissed. And you know, and it's the reason I'm really pissed is because that is such a niche kind of movie to do and kind of swindle people in a mystery kind of setting. I understand that I could be given a horror movie, an action movie, a comedy, a drama, whatever, right? A thriller. I could get whatever. Throwing on a dubbed Japanese anime movie, it didn't make any sense, man. No one was there for that movie. No one. Everybody was getting up and leaving. It was dumb. I don't know what the decision was there. Could you imagine if you went and you spent $20 on concessions and you sit down, you're ready for this movie, and that thing pops up? Like, what a waste of money. Very disappointed. So I'm gonna go again this upcoming Monday. It's supposed to be a rated R movie. I'm guessing it's gonna be Challengers or possibly Boy Kills World. Those are my two guesses. We'll see if I nail it on Monday, or if they try to throw me another curveball. We'll see. But hopefully it's better than Spy X Family Code White. But yeah, so funny little story there. Just wanted to kind of share with you guys. So unfortunately, I don't have any other cool early review to talk about because AMC screwed me over on that one. All right, so switching gears to the TV side, I got one new show. And it's phenomenal. It's Fallout. Yes, the new show Fallout on Prime Video, based on the video game. I never played Fallout. So I know a lot of people have already asked me if you've never played the game, can you watch the show? Yes, the answer is very much yes. It doesn't matter. I never played a single Fallout game, and I was just fine with this. This is a very awesome show here that falls under the fantasy, science fiction, action, adventure, mystery kind of category. The story is the world deserves a better ending. The story of haves and have-nots in a world in which there's almost nothing left to have. 200 years after the apocalypse, a bunch of people live in these fallout shelters and they're forced to return to the eradicated hellscape their ancestors left behind and are shocked to discover an incredibly complex, gleefully weird, and highly violent universe waiting for them. So, yeah, I mean, that's the premise, man. I don't want to give nothing away of this show, but basically, Think about, it's a nuclear fallout. We fast forward a couple hundred years, you got people living in shelters underground, and something happens. They come up to the surface, and it is a crazy world out there, and we go on kind of a journey to, from one place to another. This show is so phenomenal. You got Ella Purnell, who I fell madly in love with in the show. She's so great. Walton Goggins, who's amazing in everything. He plays the ghoul here, and his story is fascinating in the show. And Aaron Moten, who plays Maximus, was a character who I hated at first and then grew to really love. There's a lot of great characters in this. This is a fun show, man. It is gory, it's graphic, the action's crazy, it's funny, it's post-apocalyptic, it just has everything going for it. And man, big, big thumbs up. So it's 8 episodes. I've already binged all 8. I'm ready for season 2. Hopefully we get that word very soon that season 2 has been renewed. But yeah, guys, if you're waiting to watch a new show or wondering where can I watch something, definitely check out Fallout over on Prime Video. I cannot recommend it enough. So that's what I got for you guys this week. We got Civil War now in theaters, 3 out of 5 stars. Talk to Me streaming on Paramount Plus, 3 out of 5 stars. And then Fallout, big thumbs up over on Prime Video. All right, let's get on over to the box office. Coming in at number 10, it's Suga, August Detour, D-Day, the movie. Number 9, The Long Game. Number 8, Shrek 2 re-release. I didn't even know Shrek 2 was re-released this past weekend. Number 7 was The First Omen. Number 6, Monkey Man. Number 5, Dune Part 2, which is now officially on VOD. You can buy or rent it. So there you go there for Dune Part 2. Number 4, Kung Fu Panda 4. Number 3, Ghostbusters, Frozen Empire. Number 2, Godzilla X Kong, The New Empire. And number 1 is Civil War. We just talked about it. Number 1 movie making $25.7 million at the box office. It's also the biggest debut ever for an A24 movie. So, congratulations to Civil War with a $25.7 million opening. We'll see what it can hold on to from week one to week two. All right. Okay, guys, let's get into our news of the week here. The Crow, the remake that was supposed to come out on June 7th. I had a feeling they were going to change release dates because it was going up against Bad Boys. What you gonna do? What you gonna do when we come for you? They were both coming out on June 7th. I thought that was a dumb idea. So The Crow has been pushed back. It has been delayed to August 23rd. So August 23rd, we'll get The Crow, but it's getting out of Bad Boys' way, which really makes sense. Jason Blum is going to be reviving the Blair Witch Project. That's right, for Lionsgate. So yeah, we'll see what they end up doing with that. It'll be interesting to see what a new take on the Blair Witch Project could be. Five Nights at Freddy's 2 is officially a go, and it will come out in fall of 2025. So you're not going to have to wait that long. It'll be out next year. Ice Spice is joining Spike Lee's new High and Low remake. Daniela Pineda is joining the cast of The Accountant 2. She's awesome. I love her. So that's a great addition there for The Accountant 2. We have the new trailer for The Tattooist of Auschwitz. Jonah Howard King leads the Peacock Holocaust drama. So check out that trailer now if you're interested. So this weekend, Henry Cavill is doing the new Guy Ritchie movie, right? The Ministry of Ungentlemanly Warfare, which once again, great movie, 4 out of 5 stars. But Guy Ritchie, his next film is also going to be with Henry Cavill. It's also bringing back Isaac Gonzalez, who is in the Ministry of Ungentlemanly Warfare. And this one, though, has Jake Gyllenhaal with it. It is called In the Gray, and the movie is going to come out in January of 2025. I love it. Guy Ritchie, Henry Cavill, my girl Isaac Gonzalez, and Jake Gyllenhaal. What a cast. What a director. In the Gray, January 2025. This one sounds great. They showed some footage at CinemaCon, heard great things. Very excited about this one here. The new movie Warfare has cast Noah Centineo and Michael Gandolfini to the new A24 project. Margot Robbie's company is going to be producing a Monopoly movie that is moving forward over at Lionsgate. Lord and Miller's sci-fi movie with Ryan Gosling called Project Hail Mary gets an official release date window, and it will be out in 2026. So we got to wait quite a while for that one. I was looking forward to this movie next year, but we have to wait to 2026. Theo Rossi, Michael Rooker have joined the new thriller movie In Fortune's Shadow. Maude Apatow is set to make her feature film directorial debut with A Poetic License. That is the name of her project there. We got some character posters for If, which is a showcase there for the star-studded cast and the John Krasinski movie that's coming out soon with Ryan Reynolds. Kevin Costner gives up an update on his Yellowstone return. He says he would love to return to the show, but they'd have to work out quite a bit of stuff to do it. So you never know. We're going to leave it kind of on the hook there. Anthony Hopkins is playing King Herod in a new biblical epic called Mary. Land of Women is getting a release date. That's right. Eva Longoria's new Apple TV Plus dramedy is going to be hitting on June 26th. We have the trailer for Shard Lake, which previews Hulu's upcoming period drama starring Sean Bean. A Melrose Place. Why am I getting so tongue twisted tonight? Blah, blah, blah. Melrose Place is getting a revival in the works. That's right, with Heather Locklear, Laura Layton, and Daphne Zuniga all set to return. So that is very interesting, man. I don't know who's clamoring for Melrose Place to return, but glad to see they're getting some of the originals there. Heroes is coming back. That's right. Heroes Reborn again? Maybe? Yes. A second reboot is in the works from creator Tim Kring. Listen, guys, I loved Heroes. What a great show. The reboot they did a couple years ago wasn't all that awesome. It was okay, but definitely not what that original show is. If he's got a great idea to bring this show back, and it's supposed to just be several years later with a new crew of people getting powers, I'm down for it, man. I loved Heroes and it's got a great place in my heart, so why not? Let's do it. Dark Wind Season 3 has cast Jenna Elfman and Bruce Greenwood to the upcoming season. Velma Season 2 release date is April 25th, coming to Max. Yo Gabba Gabba! Revival has landed a release date over on Apple TV Plus, and we have your first look, so check it out if you're interested in Yo Gabba Gabba! Nia DaCosta is in talks to direct the 28 Years Later Part 2. That's right, remember they're making a trilogy, so she's in talks to take on the second part of the project. Never Let Go, Halle Berry's new Alexandra Aja horror film, is getting a September release date. And heard some good stuff about this one at CinemaCon as well. Universal Pictures Wicked has found its goat. That's right, Peter Dinklage is set to voice the character Dr. Dillaman in the movie adaptation of the iconic Broadway musical. We have a cool looking new poster for Despicable Me 4 and some new artwork for Deadpool and Wolverine, which was on the trade show floor at CinemaCon. Looks pretty awesome. At CinemaCon, producer Graham King revealed that the upcoming Michael Jackson biopic Michael will feature over 30 songs across the artist's career. That's awesome, man. Michael's got so many great songs, and it's great to hear that the movie's going to feature over 30 songs. Lionsgate also shared the first look at Dave Bautista's The Killer's Game over at CinemaCon. The film features Bautista as an assassin who thinks that he's going to die of cancer, so he orders a hit on himself. He then finds out that he's not actually dying and he must fight off all of Europe's hitmen. I love the sound of this. I love the premise. I love Batista. And this sounds really, really cool. So looking forward to The Killer's Game, which is coming out later in the year. And like I said, over at CinemaCon, they also showed off footage from Guy Ritchie's new movie In the Gray, which we just talked about. The film features a team up between Jake Gyllenhaal, Henry Cavill, and Isaac Gonzalez as they seek billions in stolen money. So yes, let's do it. I'm ready. We have the first trailer for Speak No Evil, which is James McAvoy's new movie. It hits theaters on September 13th. Great trailer. James McAvoy, so good. And this movie looks creepy, and I'm ready for it. Check out the trailer for Speak No Evil. This is crazy. This was also news that came out of CinemaCon. A live-action R-rated Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles movie is in the works from producer Walter Hamada, and it looks like they're wanting to adapt the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles comic, The Last Ronin. So there you go, an R-rated Last Ronin, TMNT. Let's go. That's awesome, awesome, awesome. Bob Marley One Love will be available to stream. Actually, it's already available to stream on Paramount Plus. It started a couple days ago. Yeah, so there you go. Just if you were looking to watch that movie and you missed it in the theaters, it is now streaming on Paramount Plus. Scary Movie is getting a reboot. That's right. Paramount Pictures is partnering with Fast and Furious mega producer Neil H. Moritz to resurrect the dormant horror spoof franchise. Hey man, I'm down. It's been a long time. I'm kind of excited to see they're going back to the spoof movies, right? They're doing Naked Gun. Now we're gonna get Scary Movie. Let's go. I'm very excited. Get Anna Faris back for this. That would be so good. Glenn Powell. This was big news that dropped over at CinemaCon. Glenn Powell will lead the cast of Edgar Wright's new version of The Running Man. That's right, taking on the role played by Arnold Schwarzenegger in the 1987 cult favorite. The dystopian action film is based on a novel of the same name by horror maestro Stephen King. So Glenn Powell, man, his star is blowing up, and I think he's going to be a perfect pick to take on the lead here for Edgar Wright's version of The Running Man. SWAT has been saved again. That's right. The CBS has renewed the cop drama for season 8 after two cancellations. This is crazy, guys, and I'm excited about this because I'm a fan of this show. I watch SWAT. I love SWAT. And so what's crazy about this story, if you don't know, is the fact that SWAT was canceled after season 7.
Stay with us. We'll be right back.
But you still loading them and heating them up with all your single shit you've been dropping. You feel me? Loading them up on. It only takes structure. And you know, just paying attention to the climate of the game.
Yeah.
Know what I mean?
So do your homies got a role in your little, you mean?
Yeah, we all artists over here, man. I'm
Y'all
trying.
Already?
Oh, yeah, I'm trying to get them on there. Yeah.
Yeah.
Me,
y'all
me, yeah, look. We all artists, man. We go, you feel me? We going to have this like
bro, me and my man Kyle, we be like, I don't know, we play with this shit.
Don't
right
play
now.
With this shit.
I got like we play with this shit right now for real. Oh, I got
don't play with it. Don't play with it. Take that shit serious.
And the internet went crazy. Everybody was like, what? We love this show. Don't cancel this show. And everybody was giving a lot of shit to CBS. So CBS said, you know what? Okay. We'll bring the show back for season 8, but it's going to be its final season. We're going to give them one more season so they can go out the way they want to go out. Okay, cool. Fair enough. So we're on season 8 right now, and you could tell that it's a final season, right? They're wrapping everything up. Certain characters of the team are kind of going off to do different things in their lives, right? Everybody's kind of getting their happy endings. And then this news comes out. The ratings have been so good for this season 8 that CBS is like, you know what? We don't want to get rid of this show, so we're going to renew it for another season. Oh man, so it's been saved two times. It's crazy. I don't know what they're going to do since, like I said, they're kind of writing everybody off of this season, but hopefully the door is open and they can kind of get the crew back together. But as a fan of this show, I'm excited. It was definitely news I wasn't expecting, and that's pretty damn cool. So there you go. Also, at the Paramount CinemaCon presentation, the studio announced that they are moving forward with the new crossover event of Transformers and G.I. Joe. That's right. It was teased at the end of Transformers Rise of the Beast, and now it's official. The Transformers and G.I. Joe franchises will officially cross over in a new feature film. No other details, but that's pretty exciting because I love Transformers. I love G.I. Joe. I would love to see these guys together. It's pretty badass. Apple TV Plus finally renewing Monarch Legacy of Monsters for a second season. This show is great. I'm so glad it's getting a second season. The streamer has also struck a new multi-series deal with Legendary, which includes not only the second season of Monarch, but also multiple spin-off series based on the franchise. That's right. So other things in the Monsterverse can be turned into their own spin-off shows, and that's pretty damn exciting as well. So great stuff there for Apple TV Plus. Transformers 1, the new animated prequel, is arriving in theaters this September, and the first trailer for it is supposed to hit on Thursday. So keep your eye out there on our social medias. We'll definitely be posting it up on Thursday. Heard some really great things about this. This is a prequel animated movie, Transformers 1, that basically shows the early days before they became the Transformers, before Autobots and Decepticons, when Optimus Prime and Megatron were friends, and before the war on Cybertron. It's going to be definitely a unique take. So Transformers 1 in theater September, trailer drops on Thursday. Speaking of trailer, we have the new final trailer for If. That's right, the Ryan Reynolds movie that hits theaters on May 17th. Trailer's awesome. Looking so forward to this movie. My daughter's super, super stoked for this one. Can't wait to take her there. Damien Chazelle is set to write and direct a new prison movie for Paramount. Lucy Lawless's her new show, My Life is Murder, has set the season 4 is coming soon. Avatar The Last Airbender is getting an animated movie. It's called Aang The Last Airbender, based on an adult version of Aang, and Dave Bautista is going to voice the villain. Tom Hiddleston's The Night Manager is going to be returning for 2 more seasons, and yes, Tom is coming back, so there you go there. Let's see here. The Apprentice first look, that's right, previous Sebastian Stan as Donald Trump. That's the new Donald Trump movie that's coming out. It's called The Apprentice, and Sebastian Stan looks awesome, man. Looks really, really good. We have the trailer for Dark Matter, which is Joel Egerton and Jennifer Connelly's new Apple TV Plus sci-fi series. This trailer is great. I will definitely be watching Dark Matter. It looks awesome. So let's see here. Yes, we already talked about Night Manager. Seasons 2 and 3 is a go, with Tom Hiddleston coming back. Showtime is going to be shutting down its standalone streaming service in April, and that's just because they've obviously merged it into Paramount Plus, so there's no need for a separate show there. Bridgerton Season 3 teaser trailer has dropped, so you can check that out if you're interested. Over on CinemaCon, they also talked about Trey Parker and Matt Stone, of course from South Park fame, are going to be teaming up with Kendrick Lamar and Dave Free for a new live-action musical movie. Very interesting. No other information provided, but South Park dudes with Kendrick Lamar for a live action musical that you know is going to be insane. So very excited about this. Let's see here. Over at CinemaCon 2, they did the first footage for Gladiator 2, which is really Scott's new epic that comes out later in the year. Moana 2 is still in the works and it's going to hit theaters on November 27th. And they did a little preview there from The Rock over at CinemaCon as well. They got their first look at Mufasa, the Lion King. That's right. So you get to see another prequel movie there. Kevin Feige introduced 9 minutes of Deadpool and Wolverine over at CinemaCon, which I'm very jealous about. They also showed some footage for Captain America 4. That's right, Brave New World. So you can take a look at Anthony Mackie's version. They talked about Thunderbolts. And now Thunderbolts has an asterisk at the end of the name. So he says, we won't tell you anything more about that until the film comes out. So very interesting there. Is the movie title going to change? Some people are rumoring the movie's going to be called Dark Avengers. You know, that they're just teasing Thunderbolts right now as like a temp name. That's why it has the asterisk. I think it's a military thing, right? That Thunderbolts is a code name, so it just has an asterisk on the side of it. Who knows what Marvel's going to do, but very cool there. Rihanna is going to be in the new Smurfs movie right there. So Paramount Pictures and Paramount Animation talked about that. Comes out February 14th, 2025, there with Rihanna as Smurfette. Quiet Place Day 1 new trailer was shown at CinemaCon. Very cool there. I'm looking forward to that one. Paramount also announced a new SpongeBob movie titled The SpongeBob Movie Search for SquarePants, which will debut on December 19th, 2025. New footage from Sonic 3 was shown at CinemaCon, introducing Shadow the Hedgehog, and confirms the return of Jim Carrey as Dr. Robotnik. Now, the big heavy rumor right now is that Keanu Reeves is actually going to voice Shadow the Hedgehog. This has been pretty much confirmed, but the studio has still not said nothing. But it, from all the sources, they say this is pretty much a done deal. So there you go, man. Keanu Reeves is the voice of Shadow the Hedgehog in the upcoming Part 3. Let's see here. Oh, we talked about that. They gave a surprise look at Michael Jackson's biopic at CinemaCon, which closed out the Lionsgate panel. Looks really good. So it got a great reception. Let me see here. Star Trek. We got some Star Trek news. Star Trek Strange New Worlds has been renewed by Paramount Plus for season 4. Meanwhile, Star Trek Lower Decks will conclude its run on the streamer with its 5th season, which will debut in the fall. So there you go there. Chris Farley biopic is in the works with Josh Gad set to direct and Paul Walter Hauser attached to star as the legendary comedian. So very interesting there. I would love to see a Chris Farley biopic. I think this is a great team to do it. Andy Samberg is going to team with the Radio Silence guys for a new upcoming comedy, which sounds awesome right there. Justin Lin is set to direct a new Amazon MGM crime thriller called Stakehorse. Code Case reboot is in the works over at CBS. Emma Stone is set to star in a new movie directed by her husband, Dave McCary, for Universal Pictures. Kiki Palmer is in talks to lead a new action thriller movie called Gods Unknown. We have the trailer for Young Woman in the Sea, which is Daisy Ridley's new biopic movie. The new Fox lifeguard drama Rescue High Surf, starring Ariel Kebble, is getting additional episodes ordered for when the show debuts next season. So must be going really good there. The Talk is ending with season 15 over at CBS. Doctor Who Boss is confirming that 2 companions are being planned for the 2025 season. The Killing Kind is a new thriller that is moving from Paramount Plus over to Hulu. It's always very interesting when shows kind of change streamers like that. I don't know what really causes that. The Boys season 4 is officially finished and ready for its June premiere. And they're saying it might be the best season yet. Oh, so I love it, man. It's getting me hyped. I love The Boys. This is going to be exciting. Exciting. Let's see here. Alexandra Aja's Never Let Go, starring Halle Berry, will release on September 27th in theaters. The film follows a family during a post-apocalyptic future, but one child begins to think that the apocalypse isn't real. Dua Lipa is set to host the May 4th episode of SNL and will also serve as the musical guest. I love me some Dua Lipa. Very cool there. Peacemaker Season 2 is officially filming. That's right. James Gunn shared the first look photo. And yes, they're back behind cameras and we're moving forward on Season 2. It's about damn time. It's about damn time. So there you go there. Henry Cavill talked to CinemaCon about doing the Highlander reboot. Says he's in the middle of his training and working with swords, and he's very excited about it. He says, if you think you've seen me do sword work before, you haven't seen nothing yet. I'm so excited to see Henry Cavill as Connor McLeod of the Clan McLeod in the Highlander reboot. I think that's going to be awesome. Outer Range Season 2 will premiere on Prime Video on May 16th. We have the trailer for You Can't Run Forever, featuring J.K. Simmons as a serial killer. Felicity Jones is joining Amazon's new holiday comedy movie, Oh, What Fun! Invincible has been renewed for Season 4 and 5, so very exciting news there. Don Johnson is joining the new ABC medical drama, Dr. Odyssey. Catherine Bigelow's apocalyptic thriller Aurora is no longer in development at Netflix, so we'll see if she maybe brings that somewhere else. We have the Velma Season 2 trailer that you can check out for the Scooby-Doo series. Reginald the Vampire, that's right, Season 2 gets a first look trailer, and its release date for the sci-fi comedy is going to be May 8th. I really liked Reginald the Vampire. It's a cheesy little show that's on the Sci-Fi Channel, but I liked it, man. It's a fun little show, so can't wait for May 8th to check out Season 2. A documentary series about high-profile scams is getting an Apple TV Plus release date on May 8th. It's called Hollywood Con Queen, so you can check that out. Once again, Apple TV Plus on May 8th. Let's see. The Rick and Morty creator has been hired as a writer for the One Punch Man live action movie. Queen Rocks Montreal is getting a Disney Plus release date on May 15th. You know, everybody's loving concert movies all of a sudden, thanks to Taylor Swift's. So their Rock Montreal's concert has been remastered, redubbed, and is ready for a big streaming release on May 15th. I'll be checking it out. I love Queen. We have the trailer for Thelma the Unicorn. That's right, it previews animated the animated Netflix movie from Napoleon Dynamite creators. Tracker is officially cast, manifests Melissa Roxburgh as Coulter's sister Dory. So nice little addition there to Tracker. The Rookie has been renewed for Season 7. I know a lot of people are excited about that one there. Katie Lotz and Kyle Schmidt are teaming for Lifetime's Yoga Teacher Killer. Robin Dixon is exiting The Real Housewives of Potomac after 8 seasons. She says she was fired. Tamron Hall daytime talk show has been renewed for season 6. Coleman Domingo and Dev Patel are rumored to be in negotiations for the new Jurassic World movie that Scarlett Johansson is doing. So some nice additions there. Shang-Chi star Simu Liu promises a sequel is still happening to Shang-Chi. He says, don't worry, I promise you Shang-Chi 2 is happening. Hurry up, man. We ready. It's long past due. The new Jurassic World movie is also looking at the Wicked star Jonathan Bailey for a lead role in the new film. Seth MacFarlane talks about Family Guy. He says he has no plans to end the show. He says, I don't see a good reason to stop. People still love it. It makes people happy. And I don't know if there's any reason to stop unless people get sick of it. Amen, Seth. I love Family Guy. I still watch it. It's hilarious. There's no reason to stop it. Let's keep it going. Margaret Qualley is exited the Amanda Knox limited series over on Hulu. Scheduling conflict, she had to drop out, so we'll see who takes up the role on that. FX has a new comedy pilot from executive producer Nick Kroll called Snowflakes that's going to be coming soon. Wednesday season 2 has reportedly cast Steve Buscemi for season 2. That sounds awesome right there. Love Steve Buscemi. Challengers director Justin Kuritskis is set to adapt the Austin Butler-led movie City on Fire. So it looks like he's going to be taking over directorial duties on that. Riz Ahmed has joined the cast of the new Wes Anderson movie. The Dr. Odyssey cast has also added Hamilton's Philippa Sue. She's joining the Ryan Murphy medical drama, so they're really stacking that one up. Emma Thompson and Ruth Wilson are set to star in a new Apple TV Plus thriller called Down Cemetery Road. We have the trailer for Daddy-O, which previews Dakota Johnson and Sean Penn's new drama. Animal Planet series Meerkat Manor is set to become an animated movie from Warner Brothers. We all love meerkats, so why not, right? This was some fun casting here. Pamela Anderson is joining the Naked Gun reboot that Liam Neeson is doing. I love it. This is great casting here. Going to be awesome to see Pamela back on that screen. We have the trailer for A Man in Full, which is Jeff Daniels' new Netflix series. We also have the season 3 trailer for Hacks, which I know a lot of people are looking forward to. That comes back on Max in May. Falcon and the Winter Soldier star Emily Van Camp is set to lead a new drama series about a former sex worker. Zachary Levi has been cast in a rock climbing action comedy, our action movie directed by Death Proof star. It's going to be called Free Fall. We have coming soon to Prime Video will be a Celine Dion documentary called I Am Celine Dion. So look for that here soon. The Conners, they officially wrapped filming on their newest season. It hasn't been renewed yet. It also hasn't been canceled. So the show is wrapped as a season finale, but I guess they also recorded a stinger to be tacked on if the show is canceled that they can kind of, you know, tweak and add on to the show at the last second to wrap up the show maybe in a different way. So we'll see what happens with the Conners. It's still doing pretty decently for CBS, or ABC, I should say. So we'll see what happens there. Jane Seymour's Harry Wild season 3 trailer has dropped. Travis Kelce is set to host a new celebrity edition of Are You Smarter Than a Fifth Grader? It's called Are You Smarter Than a Celebrity? So there you go there. The Beatles documentary Let It Be is heading to Disney+ on May 8th. Henry Cavill says he isn't ruling out James Bond, but wonders if he's maybe too old now at this point. No, Henry, you're not. You should totally be James Bond, man. That's what I want. I want Henry Cavill as James Bond. Let's do it. Superman, that's right. The new Superman movie that James Gunn is doing has found its Jonathan Kent and its Pruitt Taylor Vince. He's one of those guys that you hear the name and you're like, who? But then when you see his picture, you're like, oh, he's that dude, right? He's played a lot of side characters in a lot of movies. So he's an interesting pick for Pa Kent, but you know, it's James Gunn. I can see why he kind of went this way, right? So, but hey, great addition there. He's a good actor. Rebel Moon 3 is officially in the works, supposedly by Zack Snyder. He says they're already writing the script and looking to move forward on it here soon. And don't forget Rebel Moon 2, The Scar Giver, is hitting Netflix this Friday on the 19th. So we'll see if we're getting the gang back together to watch that one. No one's talking about it. So we'll see what happens with Rebel Moon. Let's see here. Immaculate, Sydney Sweeney's new horror film, is now available on VOD, so check that out. Now You See Me 3 is officially getting ready to jump into production, and Justice Smith, Dominic Sessa, and Ariana Greenblatt are joining the franchise veterans Jesse Eisenberg, Isla Fisher, Woody Harrelson, Dave Franco, and Morgan Freeman in the next Now You See Me movie. So Now You See Me 3 really stacking up that cast, man. Good for Ariana Greenblatt. She is blowing up right now, so it's great to see. And I love Justice Smith, man. He's a great addition as well. Let's see here. And lastly, Sweet Tooth. That's right. Sweet Tooth Season 3, which is also going to be the final season, is officially coming to Netflix on June 6th. And we have the first teaser trailer for it. So I don't know what happened with Sweet Tooth with me, because Season 1 was incredible. And my daughter really, really loved Season 1. And we binged it really quick in just a couple days. And then Season 2 came out last year, and we started it, and we watched like 2 episodes, and my daughter was just like, meh, I don't care anymore. And I want to finish it, but I keep forgetting that it's even on Netflix. And now Season 3 is coming, so now I feel even more pressure to get caught up, because Season 3, the final season, is coming out June 6th, and I definitely want to finish this show for sure. So, but that's our news of the week. That's everything we got, guys. We did it in a nice tight 45 minutes. Thank you so much for joining me and getting caught up to speed with the latest and the greatest. So we're going to get it wrapped up here. AmIOnTheAir.com is our official webpage, so make sure you bookmark that and get it all good to go. Everything you need is right there, AmIOnTheAir.com. Like us on Facebook at Facebook.com/AmIOnTheAir. You can follow us on Twitter at AmIOnTheAir. You can follow me directly at DXDonMega. They're the same handles over on Threads, if that's your thing. So follow us on Threads. Follow us on Twitter. We're on everything. So just follow along everywhere you have socials. Why not? Make sure you subscribe to us on Apple Podcasts or Spotify, iHeartRadio. Anywhere you listen to podcasts, listen to us. Give a thumbs up, leave 5-star review, subscribe, make sure you just follow the podcast. It really helps us out. Make sure you follow us on the other socials, YouTube, Instagram, TikTok. We're on everything, all simply at Am I on the Air. Okay. And thank you to our great affiliates at Red Dragons Radio and the Pop Culture Pros. It's reddragonsradio.com. Follow on Twitter at Red Dragons Radio. Follow the Pop Culture Pros at popculture_pros. Thank you guys for always streaming our show on demand. And that'll do it for me on this Tuesday, April the 16th. Thank you so much. This weekend, we'll be checking out Abigail. Very excited to see Abigail, man. I think it's going to be a fun, fun time. And then, of course, on Monday, we'll be checking out our new mystery movie. Hopefully, it's something good and I don't get screwed again. And then we'll be back next week. Same bat time, same bat channel. So take care of yourselves and each other. And until next time, y'all, peace. Red Dragons!